How should we approach books like Gopal Champu or Navan Champu? With respect. But at the same time, it is our tradition. As for the authorized translations, yeah, it's tough because it's a very complicated Sanskrit. So Bhanu Maharaj has done a translation, which is quite good. I was involved in editing that also, the English part on the Sanskrit part. But it may not be entirely the Sanskrit because it's very complicated. In the 15th, 16th century, Sanskrit had become very artistic and intricate. So it's not so easy to translate that. But it's not that difficult because it's stories. The Sandarbhas are much more difficult to translate because it's very intricate reasoning and philosophy about it. But here it's primarily stories. So not so. Manmaya's translations are fairly good. The other devotees may also have done translations. We'll have to see which one merit. But this is our tradition. And we all, if we have been for a few years in Krishna consciousness, if we have read Prabhupada's basic books, and at least once we have read the Bhagavatam CC, then with the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, and in parallel with what Srila Prabhupada has given us, we can read the things such as books. Because ultimately, Prabhupada gave us the whole tradition of Krishna Bhakti. So, we don't want to bypass Prabhupada, but it is with Srila Prabhupada's blessings. We want to go. In fact, Prabhupada, we want to go with the previous tradition. In the first chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada gives a whole list of commentaries of the Bhagavatam that should be studied by the serious student of the Bhagavatam. And he mentions there not only our own traditions, he also mentions Vallabha, which is one other tradition. So Prabhupada really wanted us to go into the Bhagavatam. And Gopal Champu and Ramananda Champu are basically expansions of the Bhagavatam. So we can read them. And while reading, there are certain sections which are esoteric, which talk about the intimate pastime of Radha and Krishna. And for that, we can adopt the same approach as we adopt with the Rasa Leela. Prabhupada has told that the Bhagavatam's purpose is very clear. Bhagavatam says if you hear the Rasa Leela, the lust in your heart will go away. Vikri ritam prajavadavidam vich vishnu. Shaddhan vitavan shunayana tarvanadiyedya. That if you hear this, bhaktim param bhagavati filam vikamam udhronga maasho pahirukti chirimadiyya. That the lust will go away from our hearts. But Prabhupada said if you read this and you're getting agitated, then lose your common sense. Don't read it like that. Just read other sections. Very beautiful sections. The idea is that this world is like the reflection and the Krishna is the reality. The male female attraction in the world is like the reflection. Radha Krishna attraction is the reality. So now, if somebody sees a real mango, then they stop getting attracted to the false mango. The reflection of the mango. So like that, if you understand the purity, the sublimity, the sweetness of Radha Krishna's love, then worldly attraction, captivations will go down for us. But that is only when we are convinced that is the real mango. And this is the reflection. But if you are not yet philosophically convinced about that, if you are not yet devotionally purified enough, then in fact for the absorbed devotees, what happens? Even the reflection reminds them of the reality. If they, Rupa Goswami in the prayer says that, yuvatinamitha, you know chiyutinamitha. Mano bhiramate tatra, mano meramitamitvai. Just as a young boy is attracted to young girl is attracted to young boy. Let my heart be attracted to you, Krishna. So what is happening for them? The reflection is reminding them of the reality. But for us, the reality might remind us of the reflection. So we have to be careful. So esoteric sections within the scriptures, we need to be cautious about reading them and see the effect and then decide whether we should read them or not. But the other sections we can read and we can read them through the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. So if we see something which is a bit different from what Prabhupada said, we don't reject Prabhupada, but we try to find out senior Vaishnavas from whom we can reconcile things. But it can be very devotionally enriching if the previous Acharya's books are read with a proper service attitude. Okay. Thank you.